It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials on Wednesday announced 543 additional COVID-19 cases, along with 15 new deaths in the state related to the virus. As of yesterday, there were 394 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. The Texas Medical Association is reacting to the state's newest anti-abortion bill by saying enough is enough. Fred Martino reports.
The new law is a near total ban on abortion and one of the strictest such measures in the country. Board of Trustees Chair Dr. Rick Snyder says the TMA is hearing from their physician members who are alarmed at how SB 8 creates a scheme of deputizing private citizens to carry out what the state itself cannot do.
They were very concerned about this, you know, really radical vigilante type third party participation in the physician patient relationship. When you encourage any third party citizen to really get involved in that relationship and how their health care is delivered, that's a very dangerous precedent.
The TMA is also opposed to SB 4, which was passed in the second special session. It limits access to abortion-inducing pills and would make it a criminal act for physicians to give these medications to patients more than 7 weeks into a pregnancy. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
The Las Cruces Public Schools Board of Education met Tuesday to discuss the district's shortage of substitute teachers as well as ways to encourage bullying prevention. Madison Staten reports.
Las Cruces Public Schools has successfully recruited additional substitute teachers, following a shortage that left the district with approximately 190 teachers in the substitute pool. The district is seeking to restore the pool to pre-pandemic levels, working toward a long-term goal of 1,000 substitute teachers. LCPS Chief Human Resources Officer Miguel Serrano attributed the recent interest to an early September job fair, which helped to recruit hundreds of additional substitutes.
We had 72 applicants the first day. The next day we hired 166, for a total of 238 and counting. We heard great things from all the administrators. People came in with a great attitude. We had people with bachelor's, master's. We even had people with PhDs that want to come in and they don't have a job right now and they want to contribute and support our kids in the classroom.
Between August 9th and September 3rd, 3,035 total teacher absences were recorded within the district. Of those, around 34% went unfilled by substitutes and were covered by other LCPS employees. To entice more substitutes, LCPS increased the rate of pay on Mondays and Fridays from $100 to $150 in late August. Serrano says that a permanent substitute position has been created for every school in the district, adding that the district hopes to expand the number of permanent positions soon.
And we're going to add additional permanent substitute positions at each school. Okay, so we started with one. We plan to maybe add two or three more to each campus, so everybody will have four permanent substitutes that can take care of those needs at the campus level.
School Board President Ray Jaramillo raised concern over the quality of applicants, asking for more information on the vetting process.
I know the numbers are important, but I worry about the quality of the people. It's not just numbers that we have to get to. There's a lot of people that can pass a background check, but shouldn't be working with children. There's a lot of times people have a bachelor's degree, but shouldn't be working with children.
Serrano, on behalf of the district's Human Resources Department, says the LCPS selection process is more thorough than in other states, noting some candidates did not advance.
I kept hearing it all throughout that the quality. I heard not the quantity, I heard quality. In our department, we have a very rigorous interview process. So we had several people that we didn't think were ready to serve our students, and they will not serve our students.
The board also discussed the formation of a proclamation for National Bullying Prevention Month in October. Superintendent Ralph Ramos voiced ideas on how to increase anti-bullying efforts within schools.
We're now looking at restorative practices, and really out-of-school suspension is not the only answer. And it starts with daily announcements over the intercom, starting our school day out, reminding, hey, thank you for committing to no bullying, no violence, no drugs, with constant reminders. Not only that, celebrations at schools.
School Board President Ray Jaramillo says he hopes that the proclamation is not just a one-time effort, but that an anti-bullying culture can become better ingrained within the LCPS community over time.
I see this not as just a one-time thing, but I really like to see this
you know, over the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, really turn things around. And that's changing a culture. And changing a culture is not done with a program or one thing. Culture is changing the way people look at things. And I think that if we can do that, it's going to take all of us. If we're just in the middle and things are happening around us, we're not going to be very successful. So I'd really like to see the outreach into that.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.